Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morris as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting. Dylan Morris, council member here for the Knoxville City Council, after Monday's City Council meeting, a meeting that seems everybody was missing at, but still a fun meeting in general, a quick meeting, my type of meeting. Dylan, in that meeting, obviously a few agreements done, a few things when it comes to Roach Street Culvert project and getting that done. First off, take us through the meeting. What really stood out to you, and what should the listeners in Knoxville really pay attention to?
So as you mentioned, it was a fairly quick meeting, but we did take action on several items that are fairly consequential for the city of Knoxville. You mentioned the Roach Street Culvert project, which is on the southern end of Roach Street, just shortly before it turns to gravel, right near Terrace Lane. That area has been on the city's radar for quite some time. It's been experiencing some deterioration over the last several years, and now it's at the point where that really needs replaced for several reasons. So we are taking action on that. We've extended an offer and received several bids. TK Concrete of Pella was the low bid on the project, so they'll be starting on that just as soon as weather allows. We'll make arrangements, and of course we'll communicate with the neighboring property owners to make sure that everybody knows when and how and, you know, what's going on there. So that'll be a nice project to get taken care of, and one less big infrastructure item for the city really to dive into.
Another portion of the meeting I wanted to get to was the agreement when it comes to helping with recruiting a new police chief. I know that's been a big subject, kind of an emotional subject around here lately, but take us through that agreement and what it means for the potential getting a new chief for the department here in Knoxville.
Absolutely. So as many folks locally know, Chief Lasada here in Knoxville, that's been with us for several years, going on 15 years, I believe. Chief Lasada is retiring after a long and storied career in law enforcement, both here and out east. But we have contracted with a firm called Kaler Consulting, which is headed by Jeff Kaler. He's a former police chief himself, very well connected within the law enforcement community. And Jeff is going to help us put together, he's already put together actually, kind of a request or sort of kind of that public ask for applications, qualified candidates, things like that. He's going to help us sort through those candidates, really determine what our needs are as a city, what we're looking for in a police chief, and help us find the most qualified, best candidate for us. So we're really looking forward to the process. And yeah, bittersweet to see a longtime staff member like Chief Lasada retire, but we're excited for the next phase for him, and excited to see who those best candidates are.
And when it comes to the end of this meeting, the CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Kevin Kincaid, was here. You're going through reports, and he gave a little brief to the city council when it comes to COVID-19, especially the coronavirus, and what the hospital is doing, and what kind of what people need to do to stay safe and things like that, giving an update. So take us through that, what it meant to the council to be able to have him here and give an update.
Yeah, I think it's important for all of us to be as knowledgeable as we possibly can, especially in something like this where the situation's pretty fluid and changing sometimes very quickly. It's important for folks to find that information source that is trustworthy, that is putting out good, consistent, correct information, such as a Marion County Public Health, the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic, Centers for Disease Control, and places like that. But Kevin was here and gave us kind of the update on what the hospital is doing now, how best, you know, how they're looking to prepare for any situations which may arise over the next several weeks, and give us just kind of that basic rundown. We're hopeful that you know, any impacts from COVID-19 and coronavirus will be minimal to our community, but we do need to be prepared, and we do need to be mindful of some of those high-level symptoms, respiratory duress, fever of unknown origin, things like that, so that everyone can be safe and hopefully move on from this as quickly as possible.
Is there anything else you want the listeners in Knoxville to know about this city council meeting?
I'm glad that Brian Hatch is the mayor. That was stressful for me. So we're looking forward to Brian and Aaron back in action just as soon as possible. They've been great. They've been in constant contact. We sort of have ruined their vacations with all the excitement around here lately. But no, we're looking forward to having them back.
Thanks to Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morris for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.